This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
The Rich Zeoli Show on your schedule. This is the Zeoli Show podcast.
All right, I always love when I get the opportunity to talk to a true local girl, Michelle Malkin, the author of the brand new book, Open Borders, Inc., Who's Funding America's Destruction. Michelle, welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me back, Rich.
Absolutely. It's been a while. I know you've been working really hard. You've been busy. And you were also supposed to go down to Mar-a-Lago and do an event, but that event's been canceled. What's up with that?
Yeah, what's up with that? I'd like to know more about that myself. Well, what happened was that the Southern Poverty Law Center made a big fuss about the fact that I was going to be speaking for Act for America, which is run by my good friend Brigitte Gabrielle. She's a Lebanese Christian immigrant who has spoken up very vigilantly against radical Islam and Sharia since 2007. And her group and me have both been attacked by the SPLC for years now. They are the most ruthless smear machine in America, subsidized by George Soros. I highlight them and have been investigating them for years in Open Borders, Inc. And unfortunately, the Trump Organization, which runs Mar-a-Lago, remember this is run separately from President Trump, his family's involved in overseeing it, but the management at Mar-a-Lago was spooked by an article that was basically a regurgitation of SPLC propaganda in the Miami Herald. And within hours, our event had been canceled. It had been scheduled for November 7th. I was going to be speaking about the main themes of Open Borders, Inc. and how all of the infrastructure behind it is posing an existential threat to our country. This is fairly mainstream stuff, Rich. And in fact, President Trump has tried to enact many very key and fundamental policies to stop Open Borders, Inc. So, of course, we were surprised and disappointed and devastated that there was this capitulation to SPLC and CARE, for that matter, because the Council on American Islamic Relations also piled on. To me, it's just a key illustration of the fact that we've got an Open Borders media that enables this infrastructure that I've been trying to highlight. And they're lazy, and there are too many people who are fearful of being labeled all of these false labels. And to me, it's just even more fuel for my fire to fight back.
Well, I'm glad you're fighting back, and you're fighting back with your new book, Open Borders, Inc., Who's Funding America's Destruction, which exposes the deceitful attacks employed by influential forces on the left that undermine the nation's rule of law. And Michelle Malkin, we've talked about this before. I mean, the Southern Poverty Law Center is absolutely the worst. They are such an extremist leftist organization, and they have credibility because of their name. It sounds like they're on the cutting edge of exposing hate in America, but they're not. They are, to your point, a George Soros-funded operation. How much is Soros behind all of this stuff that's happening in our country with regards to the destruction of really our values and this move towards leftism?
Well, I can quantify it for you. George Soros has earned $25.2 billion of net worth as a hedge fund manager around the world. And a couple of years ago, he announced that he was going to be funneling $18 billion of that net worth to his left-wing causes. And primarily what he's aiming at is undermining the sovereignty of Western industrialized nations. This is not some sort of conspiracy theory. I cite him from a book that he wrote called The Case for Global Governance, where he talks about sovereignty as an obstacle to his agenda. And look, I mean, this is fresh off the headlines. I'm sure you and your listeners have read that there's yet another caravan, an illegal alien caravan that's headed up towards our southern border. Mexico says that it's going to stop it. It's not just Central Americans or Mexicans. Africans and other people from around the world are hearing stories about how if you touch ground on American soil, you will be let go if you simply claim asylum or bring somebody who is under 18 or pretends to be under 18 with you. And President Trump has tried valiantly to turn off these magnets and stop these revolving doors. But we have these rogue judges who've been supported by Soros organizations issuing nationwide injunctions against our president's plenary powers. In other words, his constitutional powers over immigration policy. And it's because of the long campaign by George Soros to change, fundamentally transform our criminal justice system. And he's had, you know, very concerted campaigns to support through campaign donations district attorneys. You know this well in your area in Philadelphia, as well as secretaries of state and lawyers across the country who are erasing the difference between legal and illegal immigration.
Well, you know, Michelle, he's doing it right here in Philadelphia. George Soros funded the district attorney, Larry Krasner, who's a huge lefty and a socialist, and he was behind his campaign. He's doing this at a lot of places, and then this isn't a conspiracy thing, though. Every time Soros' name is brought up, they say it's a conspiracy, but the mayor of Philadelphia, Jim Kenney, just went overseas to Denmark or Finland or something for some kooky climate change summit that was also funded by George Soros. The Philadelphia Inquirer reported that. I mean, he's got his hooks in everything, this guy.
Yes, and I report on the Mayor's Migration Council, which is funded by George Soros, and the Philadelphia mayor is a member of that, as well as pretty much every major city across the country. They have concocted a new category of refugees called climate change refugees. So now if you just complain it's too hot, dry, or wet in your native land, right, you can claim climate refugee status.
What if there's not enough sunshine and you get seasonal depression? Can you claim refugee asylum status for that, or what?
And we'll probably have to subsidize light boxes for you to cure your seasonal affectation disorder. I mean, it is that absurd. And then more dangerously, in New Jersey, the attorney general there, Gubernator Grewal, declared where I grew up, the Garden State, an entire sanctuary state that is going to protect criminal aliens. He was a protege of the Open Society Foundation's top senior program manager. Open Society Foundation is, of course, the main vehicle funded by George Soros to achieve his goals.
Yeah, in New Jersey, local law enforcement is not allowed to cooperate with ICE under any circumstances, even if they arrest somebody who is a criminal who's wanted by ICE. They're not allowed to cooperate with them in any way, shape, or form. There was recently a sheriff deputy, I believe, in Virginia, who turned over somebody to ICE and was suspended for doing so. I mean, a lot of these states are going so far left now, Michelle. And I think Americans look at this and think it's crazy. You know, it's one thing to say you don't want ICE raiding a local bodega down the street just out of random. It's another thing to say you got a criminal in custody and we're going to turn him back on the streets. I don't think that plays well with people.
No, and you have these radical, politically correct police chiefs and sheriffs now who are law enforcement officers acting lawlessly. They should be subject to criminal prosecution. Now, the police officer in the case in Fairfax County was unsuspended, but of course now in New Jersey you have a case where the attorney general issued this sanctuary order statewide because he wanted to specifically target the good guys in Cape May and Ocean County who were revolting because they understand how critical it is for local and state law enforcement to cooperate with immigration officials to protect and serve. There should be lawsuits. There should be DAs and federal prosecutors who are willing to stand up to this. But you don't have that, and largely it's because these law schools across the country have been hijacked by social justice warriors and the left. And unfortunately, and this is the truth that is uncomfortable in Open Borders, Inc. that I report, unfortunately, there are Open Borders enablers, U.S. Chamber of Commerce type, cheap labor, big business people in the Republican Party who enable them as well.
Michelle Malkin's here. Her new book, Open Borders, Inc., Who's Funding America's Destruction. Michelle exposes the deceitful attacks employed by influential forces on the left that undermine the nation's rule of law. Michelle, it is always great to talk to you. I'm bummed about how the cancel culture has now gone after you, and I'm not surprised. I am surprised with the fact that it's Mar-a-Lago. Without question, I'm surprised about that. The speech that he held, whether you agree or disagree, we need to be able to live in a country where we want more speech, not less. Controversial ideas are supposed to be protected in the public square, and while Mar-a-Lago is private, it's the president's place. So symbolically, yes. It looks terrible that this event was canceled.
Yes, Brigitte Gabriel has appealed directly to President Trump. We'll see what he does. I understand that he's very busy, but of course, he's made it one of his key platforms to push back against Silicon Valley. He knows that they're targeting his supporters. They've declared such. You've got Google executives who have said that their goal from now until Election Day is to deny President Trump re-election. And we also know that Silicon Valley is conspiring, yes, with the SPLC and CARE to design new algorithms to make it impossible for us to speak freely, particularly about immigration enforcement, national security issues, and fighting back against radical Islam and Sharia law. We have a war on free speech in this country that is being waged by the same people who are waging war on our sovereignty and our borders.
Well, listen, everybody should read your book. As always, you're a great writer and a great local person, local girl. I can say girl to you still. You don't get offended.
You can. You can call me a Jersey girl.
You are a Jersey girl. You're my favorite, one of my favorite Jersey girls. And, of course, you have your show on Newsmax TV as well. Michelle Malkin, get the book. It's everywhere. Open Borders, Inc. Who's Funding America's Destruction? Now, I got to get you a Zioli Army shirt. How do I do that? I got to send that to you.
Yes, DM me and I'll get you my address.
Beautiful. All right, yeah, don't say it over the air. That probably would not be a smart idea. Michelle, always great to talk to you, my friend. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Rich.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.